With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Hurricane Milton drawing a bead on the west coast of Florida, likely to slam the state by midweek. National Hurricane Center Director Michael Brennan says residents need to secure their homes from wind and flooding and be ready to evacuate if necessary.
If you want to have your preparations done by nightfall Tuesday, be in your safe place overnight into Wednesday, and be prepared to shelter in place during the day Wednesday across much of the Florida Peninsula. Be in a safe place. Follow any evacuation orders if you are given those by your local officials, especially in those vulnerable storm surge areas.
In the meantime, thousands in North Carolina still without power, food, water, and other basic necessities. Israel has intensified its attack on northern Gaza and southern Lebanon in the growing battle to stop Iran-allied terrorist groups across the region, with Monday marking 1 year since the war began. Authorities say security in Israel very tight. Also at SRNnews.com, a new court filing reveals new details about the extremely sharp disagreement that unfolded between Donald Trump and Mike Pence following the 2020 presidential election. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has more on the story.
The special counsel's court filing last week offered a detailed look at the exchanges between then-President Trump and then-Vice President Pence. For weeks, Trump pressured his VP to stop the election certification in Congress, telling him people are going to hate your guts and think you're stupid if he failed. When Pence said he didn't have the authority to change the outcome, Trump berated him as being too honest. The disagreement led to a falling out between the two men. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And this is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in Virginia.
The West Point School Board is paying nearly $600,000 to settle a lawsuit with a teacher who was fired for refusing to use the preferred pronouns of transgender students. Peter Vlaming was represented by Alliance Defending Freedom, and senior counsel Tyson Langhofer says, quote, Peter wasn't fired for something he said, he was fired for something he couldn't say. The school board violated his First Amendment rights under the Virginia Constitution and Commonwealth law. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
As Nicaraguan President Daniel Ortega has moved to silence critics of his administration, hundreds of churches in that country have been closed, dozens of pastors have fled the country, others have been arrested and jailed. This has prompted many Christians to begin worshiping secretly at home in small groups, often changing venue every week. This is SRN News. A letter released this week from national security professionals and Gold Star parents with signatures in support of re-electing Donald Trump. The letter reads, in part, the 2024 presidential election comes at a critical time in world affairs. The policies of the Biden-Harris administration, inviting conflict, diminishing America's standing around the globe, and imperiled our national security. Former National Security Council Chief of Staff Alex Gray telling the Salem Radio Network how people can sign a letter supporting the re-election of Donald Trump.
They should reach out directly to me, and we've circulated the letter to a number of folks. As I said, people who have served in every Republican administration and Democratic administrations as well, going back to President Nixon.
More details at SRNnews.com.